Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome in former big leaguer, a guy we talk to about baseball and life all the time on Wednesday mornings. Matt Clement joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Matt, good morning. How is everything with you?
Good morning. We got all kinds of sports going on, so it's been a lot of fun these last couple of weeks having all of them going at the same time, and there's something to watch every night.
Absolutely. And you know, we have to go off script for a minute, though. We have a crazy story breaking overnight with one of the Pirates' top prospects involved in an accident in the Dominican that he was allegedly drinking and driving and killed three people. The court will all get figured out, and we'll find out what's going on in the next 24 hours. A question for you from when you played. The organizations, whether it's a Dominican, a Venezuelan player, what was the communication like with those guys in the off season that you remember? Is it spotty? Is it regular? How would you categorize that?
Well, I mean, the communication, like the minor leaguers, and I remember from my standpoint, would get a couple, one or two calls really in off season. The times have changed though, because you can text message now and email now, text message, so you could, you could probably talk to your coach or whatever. Every day, I probably would be if I was back playing in the minor leagues right now. It's a little different story than it was in my era. But I'm sure from you have communication. They have now all these teams have like academies in the Dominican, and so a lot of these. And I think from my standpoint, they're down there and they're working out there and they're doing different things. And when they make investments, sometimes big investments in some of these, the Latin players, and even the, there's been some great players that they didn't make investments or bid on or whatever the case may be that have turned out to be some of the best players in baseball, that they're on top of all these guys. They're extremely talented kids. And the more they have them in an environment where they're, doing what they want to do, which is play baseball, and under some structure. So I'd say that the communication is way, way, way higher now between a team and a player and a Latin player or a player in general than it was when I was there.
Matt, I got to thinking about this when I was looking at the schedule for the neutral sites, for the sort of bubble sites for the playoff series, and the fact that it's impossible for a home team to play in their ballpark during this postseason because of the way they've structured things. And just how much of a comfort level do you find as a guy in your clubhouse? You guys spend so much time in there as ballplayers. You get to the ballpark some point in the middle of the afternoon. You're there for hours leading up to the game. Then there's the game itself, where if you're a starting pitcher, you may not spend a ton of time in the dugout. You may be back in the clubhouse a little bit. How comfortable do you get in your clubhouses as major league ball players, and how much do they really become like second homes, and how it'll affect teams not having that during the postseason?
I'll take a step further. You earn that right to be the home team, and it's sleeping in your own bed, and eating dinner with your family or breakfast, I guess, and lunch with your family, and seeing them after the game, and having them in the stands, and during the playoffs, usually it's a situation where you're more than just your wife and kids is there. Sometimes your parents, her parents, whatever the case may be, another relative comes, and that's going to be taken out of the equation completely. And that's for me, that was always a comfort level. I wanted my family around me, and just going through the normal, you have the road and you have the home, and the home life is you get up, and spend some time with your kids, eat some breakfast, maybe go somewhere for a little bit, and then take your mind a little bit off the game instead of getting so stressed out about the game. So I think that's big. And then you take it to the park. Yeah, you always like to be in your own park. You have you aren't with your road attire of stuff in your bag and different things like that. Where it's just never quite the same when you have all the training equipment and all the stuff around you, and you have more of a routine when you're at home, where your other routine on the road turns into a little bit more of a, you know, you have to go by the other team's terms and when to use the weight room and different things like that. And I think that that's, you know, that's going to create more of an even playing field, and which I think is fun for the fans, but for the people that earned the right to be the home team, that's probably one of the tough things you have to roll with when you're in a COVID year, I guess.
We started, and Matt Clement joining us here. Follow us on Twitter at 937 The Fan, driven by Jim Shorkey Kia, Wexford, North Huntington, Uniontown, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Visit at ShorkeyKia.com. We started to talk about these postseason awards. We're in that time right now. Why do voters feel as if the pitchers have their award, so they can never win MVP? Like, for me, Shane Bieber's the MVP of the American League. He should be. But people won't vote for him because they say, well, he has his own award. He's a pitcher.
You know, it's happened 11 times before, but the crazy thing is it's only happened twice. I would call it like in the modern era, which would, I'll give myself the modern era. Like, I pitched in here there, and that was Kershaw in 2014 and Verlander in 2011.
Right.
And, you know, I think this his numbers are so good this year. If you want to just let's talk about Shane Bieber. I mean, 8-1 with a 1.74 ERA. How about, you know, 112 punch-outs, 18 walks, 72 innings, and 44 hits. He's given up 14 earned runs the whole year. And in a normal year, I guess the argument, if I was going to say the argument why he shouldn't be MVP, you know, if you space this out over a normal year, eventually those numbers were due to regress. They wouldn't keep going at the pace they were going, because in the history of baseball, it's only happened a few times. There's Kershaw, there's Verlander. I know there's a Bob Gibson year back in the day where he was, and I'm sure there was a Koufax year. But you're talking, that's a lot. That's 50, 60, 70 years of baseball. That doesn't happen. And without him, the Indians aren't in the postseason. And that's one of the arguments always. If you took this guy out of the lineup, would they be in the postseason? Well, if you took this guy out of the rotation, you know, with Bauer leaving, Clevinger having his incident and him getting traded, and, you know, Carrasco's held it together and had a good year. They have just kind of hit their stride with Ramirez getting hot right now, hitting. They don't make the playoffs. So, I mean, I think I've always been one of those guys where, you know, pitchers are the Cy Young, hitters are the other, or the MVP. But in this year, with all due respect to, you know, I guess you could, it's like the Michael Jordan of the NBA. You can give it to Trout every year. His numbers
right.
are so phenomenal, and he's so good, and with the stolen bases and what he does on defense, you can give it to him every year. And then Jose Abreu has been, you know, had a phenomenal year. And again, the White Sox were a team that were probably not supposed to make the playoffs, and he's pushed them into the playoffs. So with all due respect to them, I think that this is a year where that can happen. And again, strange times call for strange circumstances. And I feel like this is one of those years, and good for him. It's always good to see a young prospect come through and break through like he's breaking through right now. And, you know, he was an afterthought when you think about those other three pitching names I named there. And now all of a sudden he's a Cy Young for sure with a chance to win the MVP.
Matt Clement, former Major League pitcher with us here on the Fan Morning Show. You mentioned Bieber and the Indians who clinched last night. And it gets me to thinking about just the difference, again, to go back to the postseason schedule this year, Matt, the fact that there won't be any off days until you get to the World Series, really, other than maybe a day off in between series. And so teams with deeper rotations are and deeper pens, for that matter, to be quite honest, deeper pitching staffs are going to be primed for October success like they haven't been in – gosh, I don't know, maybe 15, 20 years.
Yeah, I think that, you know, I talked about the people that would make the playoffs were going to be the deeper bullpens when we see the season. And now the people in the playoffs, that deeper rotation has kind of built their guy up and kept them healthy and pushed them along. You know, I think we talked last week. When you're playing every day, you don't come back. And you don't pull a game one, a game four, and a game seven when you're playing every day, especially in a year like this where everybody's being a little bit more cautious with health. It's also going to be harder for because the Brewers seem to be, Council seems to be notorious for this. Like, it's going to be harder for him to use, you know, Hader every game for two innings or bring him in the fifth inning and get him through the seventh in a big jam and all these stress situations. So you're really going to see what your depth is built out of. And I think it's going to make it – again, it'll make it for a lot of fun to watch these games. I think it's a complete – you know, I looked at the potential matchups this morning, and they're all over the place because the National League has so many scenarios left. But, you know, I saw Marlins right now would be playing the Cubs. And normally it'd be, oh, Cubs got a good draw, but did they really get a good draw? This is so up in the air this year, which for a fan, that makes it fun, in my opinion.
Last thing, we're going to have some fun, right? Because you're a funny guy. Now, you said to give you a week and you would jog your memory on not necessarily the bad playing surfaces, but the terrible clubhouses and locker rooms you've had to endure, in quotes, during your baseball career. Did you think of any bad clubhouses or locker rooms?
Two come to the top of my head real quick, and one was in Ogden, Utah, when I was in, I think it was the Pioneer League it was called. My home was Idaho Falls. Now, that being said, you had places like Medicine Hat and Butte, Montana, and there weren't any good clubhouses. I remember, though, in Ogden, they basically just had, in the right field corner, they had a trailer set up out there, and you just went and you went and got changed in a trailer. And unfortunately for me, I guess why this one sticks in my head so deep is that's the one time when I was pitching and I was on the road that I got the stomach flu. So I'm with the stomach flu in a trailer in right field in Ogden, Utah, in the middle of nowhere, wondering what in the world I'm doing. And Ogden probably has a beautiful stadium right now because it seems like all these places have gotten new stadiums or they aren't in the league anymore. And the other one is Visalia, California, which I do believe they did. And ironically, both those teams back, I'm so old now, they used to have independent teams that played within the California League. That's where Visalia was in that Pioneer League. And it was a conglomerate of like the Brewers and the Diamondbacks. They didn't have enough people to put them in the league, so they combined them and had a coach represented from both teams that did it. And Visalia, California, I just remember I have this memory of this shower not working, this dark, gloomy place, and going to this really, like, dirty mini-mart to get some food for our nine-hour bus drive afterwards. And those are the memories, and there's a lot of memories of those as I go through, and I've heard Visalia has a beautiful place then, and that part of that was also – that was a place that was trying to get a team in there. They had an independent league. And, you know, I of all people, don't complain about the minor leagues because I really enjoyed my time in the minor leagues. I thought it was a lot stressful environment before you get to the major leagues. And I just enjoyed my relationships with my friends and my teammates. And the traveling wasn't great, but, you know, a lot of good stories and memories from the minor leagues that I look back on very fondly.
Ogden, you should plan a family trip to Ogden, Utah. Rehash some of your great memories. Don't get the
stomach. I'd like to see if that trailer's still there.
Yes. No, they had to put it was a biohazard after you were done with it, Matt. Get rid of it. Matt Clement, as always, great. We'll catch up. We're pushing into postseason baseball soon. We'll catch up next week and talk about that. Thank you, Matt.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks, Matt. Chris, that's got to be a lonely feeling. That far away from home, just throwing up all over the place in Ogden, Utah, with
Ogden,
your baseball
Utah
pants on. Oh, man. I mean, there's worse jobs, but that's tough. Ogden, Utah. Yikes.
Whole lot of Bull Durham moments there.
Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.